Our week-long series, Love to Death, is exploring how a love for the outdoors is hurting Colorado's natural wonders. Today, KUNC's Anne Marie Awad explores the situation at the crown jewel of the state, Rocky Mountain National Park. Millions of visitors flock to the park each year, so many, in fact, that it's creating problems. And that has the National Park Service struggling for solutions.
Susan Holtzclaw, along with her husband and her two young sons, are looking out over the mist-draped Rocky Mountains. They're standing on the observation deck of the Alpine Visitor Center, the busiest in all of Rocky Mountain National Park. Some 7,000 people come here daily. This park is special to the Holtzclaws. They've been visiting almost every year for 15 years.
You know, we love to camp and things like that, and we used to be able just to come up and find a spot. You know, you didn't have to reserve ahead of time. You could just come out and throw your stuff in the back of the car and find a place to camp, and now you really have to plan ahead, and that's very, very different.
The only reason that Holtzclaw could make it this time is because a friend of theirs couldn't use their reservation, which was made back in February.
This loop here is about 7 miles. Up to Big Meadows and back, it's about 4 miles round trip.
So 7 miles.
It's a good place to go look for elk and moose.
Inside the visitor center, park ranger Sam Heindel helps people plan hikes in the alpine tundra landscape more than 2 miles above sea level. And while he's glad more and more people want to witness the beauty of the Rockies for themselves, the surge in visitors has had its setbacks.
People that don't know better, we've seen parking on the tundra ecosystem, which damages that.
An ecosystem that can take centuries to recover from such damage.
We are here to preserve the natural environment, but we're also here to provide for the enjoyment and education of our visitors. And reaching a good balance between those two missions has been a challenge, not just for Rocky, but all national parks since we were established over 100 years ago.
But the challenge has become greater in recent years. This year, Rocky went from being the fifth most visited national park in the country to the third, behind Great Smoky Mountains and the Grand Canyon. That's only one of the handful of visitorship records the park has broken in recent years.
We have half the staffing of Yellowstone National Park and a third the staff of Yosemite National Park. And yet we've leapfrogged over both of those national parks in 2015.
Kyle Patterson is the spokeswoman for Rocky Mountain National Park. She says parking, road rage, and illegal camping have become big problems.
Last year, we were seeing more and more truly what we would call parking lot rage, where people would get to our parking lots and our volunteers or our park staff would indicate that they needed to move along, that there was no parking. We'd have signs up that said no parking, and we had visitors that would just refuse to move.
Another possible solution that's been suggested to park officials is raising the price of admission. Rocky's admission fee is $20 for the day, and raising that would put the park out of reach for certain people.
Parks are still a great bargain compared to a lot of things that people pay for to recreate today.
Melanie Armstrong is a professor with the Master's in Environmental Management program at Western State Colorado University. She used to work for the Park Service for 15 years.
Money is still a barrier to entry. People still struggle to find access, and money creates a perception that it's not necessarily something that anyone can do regardless of income level.
Up until last year, Armstrong was working at Canyonlands National Park in Utah. Canyonlands is currently taking public comment on possible strategies to deal with high visitorship there. Other parks like Denali in Alaska or Yellowstone in Wyoming are doing the same, all the while considering capping the number of visitors in a park daily. Armstrong says that idea is even more controversial.
You know, this is the kind of thinking that came about in the early days of the environmental movement of just, you know, we need to stop population growth, we need to cut numbers back, and that kind of argument so easily begins to tread in a space of unequal systems of power and justice.
There aren't many easy answers, though. Rocky faces challenges that are unique among parks, such as being the connecting lifeline between Grand Lake and Estes Park via Trail Ridge Road, and any new restrictions would have to account for that. Based on visitor data that park officials collect from this year, the park may seek public comment on what to do in the future. For KUNC, I'm Anne Marie Awad.